I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. With India expanding regulations for the Foreign Contribution Regulation Act, church partners are apprehensive about the wording for illegal religious conversion activity. Any NGOs labeled with this activity will lose foreign funding. Bibles for the World's John Podaiti.
It really depends on how they interpret that and what they say. It has to be illegal religious conversion activities. That's kind of a judgment call. What is legal religious conversion and what is illegal religious conversion?
While Christian ministries are wary,
fortunately, our primary partners in India have not had any difficulty or charges filed against them that they're involved in illegal religious conversion activities.
Pray wisdom for Indian believers representing Christ. Then, three pastors in Eritrea are marking the 20th anniversary of their arrest and incarceration. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says they're among hundreds of other Christians imprisoned in that country. Before being arrested, the pastors served in the Eritrean Orthodox Church.
And that is very significant because when the Eritrean government closed the evangelical churches in 2002, one of the churches that they left open that was still legal was the Orthodox Church.
The pastors were arrested when they began teaching scripture in the common language. Please pray for them to be faithful while in prison. Pray that if it's God's will, to be released and reunited with their families. And pray also that the church in Eritrea would grow in the face of persecution. More at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your copy for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.